Adam Maguire joins us once again with the business news.
Thanks, Mary. Well, of course, businesses around the country will have made contingency plans for today's storm, and employees should already know if and how they'll be working today. But what might not be clear is what rights and obligations both employers and employees have in these kinds of extreme events. To try to clarify some of that, we're joined on the line now by Mary Connington, who is director at CIPD Ireland. Mary, if you're an employee who can't get to work today and you can't work remotely, what are your rights and entitlements?
Well, if you're unable to work today, what we recommend is that you have a conversation with your employer about whether or not you want to take leave, you want to take unpaid time off, or you want to work, you want to build up the time at a later stage. In reality, if an employee is not able to work, there isn't an obligation on the employer to pay them. But that's generally not clarified in contracts or that.
What about an employee who can work today, who can get to work, but the workplace is closed or there's no work to be done?
Where there is no work to be done, there is no obligation of an employer to pay. And although normally you'd be entitled to 24 hours notice, in extreme circumstances like today, that wouldn't happen. And for people, even if they can't get to work today, we'll have some places that are closed next week because of any damage done or power issues. So it's generally not stated in contracts, but in law, a person can be laid off, and we might see some of this next week. And if a person is laid off, that's a temporary process, and that means the employer is saying, we don't have work for you, but you are eligible to seek job seekers payment, and it is just a temporary measure. But in general, there's no obligation on the employer to pay if employees are not available for work or the work isn't there for the employees to do.
It is anticipated we're going to see more of these kinds of extreme weather events in the years ahead. What should businesses be thinking about now so they don't have to scramble every time there's a red warning in the future?
Yes, well, many businesses will have business continuity plans, and we suggest they step back and they actually revise that, because now it's getting more important and, as you say, more common, and really need to clarify what roles need to be on site, what work can be done at home, what communication needs to be in place, even making sure, like, people who could do their work from home have a laptop rather than a desktop and make sure they have it with them at home. And also to say how that will be dealt with in certain circumstances so employees can understand it. Also, how the company is going to help people. So in some instances, organisations will be supporting people in emergencies, like we've seen the hospitals look for accommodation for some of their staff. So when does that come into impact? And then when will layoff happen? When will they use layoff? And to clarify that, so when an incident like this happens, it's much more clear to everybody how they're going to engage with the employer.
Mary Connington, Director at CIPD Ireland, thank you very much for that.